Hi, God bless. Welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to be talking about where I started in the Bible and the recommendations that I received. Now, most people start from Genesis, which is the first chapter in the Bible, and it goes to the end. Now, I started in John because when I started getting familiarized with the Bible, I actually joined a group at my church, and the pastor was like, I usually recommend John for beginners because it's more straightforward and more understandable. To some, like, it's more broken down. So I started in John. I took that recommendation, but before I even learned about where to start reading, I actually got the Bible. I purchased it. I'm going to show you right here. And the translation that I have is the English Standard Version. They have many versions, but I also heard that the ESV is more broken down, and it's more straightforward, especially for a beginner like me. So I got the ESV, and then I started at John, and then after John I went to Matthew. And Matthew was, I liked all of the parts, but Matthew, I really liked it because it also talked there about the birth of Jesus Christ. And I actually have it talked about the birth of Jesus Christ and the return to Nazareth, the baptism of Jesus. So I read about the baptism, I got more familiarized with those, the temptation of Jesus. So it was giving to the needy, fasting, kind of the commandments, and I really liked Matthew. And then after Matthew, I went into Mark, and I'm actually there right now. I'm reading Mark right now. But so honestly, wherever your heart feels inclined to start, that's where you should start. In the back of the Bible, there's actually, I really like it because it's kind of like a glossary, and it shows you here. So trying to open it, guys. Okay. So it says the words, the definition of the words. And I also know that some people, what they do is they go by how they're feeling, because the Bible covers everything. So it covers anxiety, fear, worry, and all those things. So some people, what they do is they look up Bible verses in the Bible that are pertaining to their situation to help with anxiety, to help with worries. If you want to start with that, that's also good as well. But yeah, so I started with John. I have the ESV version, and then I went to Matthew, and then I went to Mark, and I'm still reading Mark. So yeah, so whatever way you want to start is fine, but that's what I did. So I hope this blessed you. Bye.